The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I have said it repeatedly, and I will continue to say it. When a church, an organization, a college, a university begins to slide to the left, eventually that left-leaning slide will first lead to a downward spiral and then ultimately death. It's just true. And many of you have as well. I've watched college after college, university after university, I'm talking Christian ones, leave the principles that they were founded on, leave biblical principles, compromise here, compromise there, and before long they have lost their testimony, they have lost their way, and often they will just shut their doors. Many of you are familiar with Calvin University, obviously named after John Calvin. Calvin University has a long-standing history of being a Christian university, but, well, that is in question. I am holding in my hand a copy of the campus newspaper called Chimes. Yeah, Chimes, C-H-I-M-E-S. This is the official publication of Calvin University, student publication. Date, today. Headline, I am Calvin University's first openly gay student body president. It is a lengthy editorial from Claire Murashima, who is the current student body president at Calvin University. She begins her editorial with this. In the 102 years that Student Senate has existed, did you get that? 102 years. In the 102 years that Student Senate has existed, we've never had an openly gay student body president. It's beyond time that the LGBTQ community is represented in the highest student leadership position at Calvin. I am proud to be the first. And then she goes on and says, my legacy will invariably be different because I am Calvin University's first openly LGBTQ student body president. I'm bisexual. I've also questioned if I was a lesbian in the past. Usually, I just use the term queer because it encompasses all of these identities. Let me just stop. She doesn't know what she is. She doesn't know. She may be lesbian. She may not be. She's bisexual, but she's not sure. And so she just says, I'm queer. She goes on. One thing's for sure. I am not straight. I'm sharing my story with the community because I take the weight of representation seriously. I have a desire to lead Calvin and the CRC into the future and want other queer students to see themselves in my story. I'd feel as if I'd made a mistake as student body president if I did not use my platform to do so. Let me jump down about three paragraphs. Numerous professors, alumni, and family members have asked me why I'm writing this now, given that it's easy now to be gay at Calvin in 2020. I've been told times have changed. I have no doubt that it's easier to be gay at Calvin in 2020 than any other time in the past. Gay marriage has been legal in every state for 5 years, overall support, and so on and so on and so on. And it goes on for page after page after page, boasting that she is violating biblical principles proudly. And then for 14 pages, there are comments. Again, this is the student newspaper at Calvin University. About 14 pages of comments, and I would say that probably, this is an estimate, but in reading through them, at least 95% are positive, calling her courageous, calling her a hero. First time in 102 years, and the administration is proudly embracing the departure from biblical truth. Calvin University, I can only imagine what John Calvin would say. All right, let's go back to the phones, and next up is Lance in Mechanicsburg. Hey, Lance, you're on Bobberty Live. Thanks so much for calling, and thank you for being patient. You're on the air.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bob, for having me on.
My pleasure.
I called a week or so ago. I voted early up here in Champaign County, and I am just so fortunate and blessed to have some good representation up here. Jim Jordan's my federal representative in the state, and the state is a guy named Nino Vitale, and I just a sidebar on him. I actually met him this summer. He's an NRA instructor. And I took his concealed carry class this summer, and just a wonderful, godly, faithful family man he is. Wonderful family. His boys helped teach the class, and can't speak highly enough of him. So I was glad to pull the lever for him. Jim Jordan, Donald Trump, of course, Mike Pence. And I got a bad feeling, Bob. This is my gut feeling. You talked about yours earlier there, and I think Joe Biden is going to pull this out either by hook or by crook. I hope and pray that I'm wrong, but I think he's going to set us on a path that we don't want to go. And I think there's going to be some buyer's remorse, you know, when all is said and done. But
well, if he does win the election, he will not be president very long. I really don't believe so. I believe, and I'm very serious about this. I think he's a puppet of the Democratic Party. If he were to be elected, number one, I think he'll be impeached. I really do. I think there's enough evidence with this Hunter Biden thing that, and I don't think most Democrats want him anyway. They want Kamala. And so I think the Democrats would go along with the impeachment because then Kamala Harris, which I think is their first choice, would be the president. So I think he'd be a figurehead. I think he would be a puppet. And I think your phrase, buyer's remorse, is right on.
I agree 100% with that. And I think that could be the scenario. You know, if he does get elected, I think they will impeach him. And that's, as you said, that's what they want ultimately. And
yeah,
if you just look at the Democratic agenda, and anybody can look up, you know, and things that are coming down the pike. And as you say, you know, listen, think, and discern. And look, you know, 100 and 1,000 miles down the road. I mean, what they have set forth, it's not good for our nation, I can tell you that. And, you know, the UN has plans, the World Economic Forum has plans, and you know, anybody can look this information up, but it's scary what they have, you know, what they want to accomplish. And I just think it's getting that time that maybe revelation time, you know, where we're gonna be seeing some things happening. But
yeah,
that's just my gut feeling. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I hope you are too, but I know this. God will not be surprised, and he will be just as much God and sovereign the day after the election, no matter who is elected. That doesn't mean I'm not concerned. I am concerned. But I have great peace and comfort in knowing that we serve a sovereign God. Hey, Lance, thanks. Good to talk to you. Appreciate the call. And Beth in Newark, please hold tight. I got to take a break. It would not be fair to you if I went to you now. Please be patient. About 4 minutes, I will be back to you, and we will come to Beth in Newark. as soon as we come out of this break. But if you will call right now, I will do my best to get you on the air before 6 o'clock. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I've been watching a Joe Biden speech during the break. I'm not even going to go there. I promised I would go to Beth in Newark. And we'll do exactly that. Hi, Beth. You've been very patient. Thank you for holding and waiting. You're on the air.
Well, good evening, Pastor Bob. How are you?
I am well, Beth. I am well.
Well, that's wonderful. My comment is directed toward those conservatives who may yet be on the fence in their voting for Trump. Now, it's obvious Trump is pro-life and pro-Israel, and if that's not enough, it's very wise to consider who he surrounds himself with, because any wise leader understands his shortcomings. And for me, and many others, if you consider, look at who Trump has surrounded himself with, godly people, mm-hmm. biblical people. You know, he's been the target of many things. And if you consider that picture of a target, put that image in your mind right now, he's the center. And it's those rings around him that provide him solid boundaries and guidance. And so for those conservatives, again, who just are not sure, you know, you're just not getting the guy. You're getting everyone around him. And so please, as you're praying, as you're considering, consider his cabinet, Mike Pence, and the wonderful pastors that lift him up every day before he goes out. So, again, Pastor Bob, thank you for having me on.
And, my pleasure, and well said. He really has surrounded himself. Ben Carson, a godly mm-hmm. man. Mike Pence, a godly yeah. man. He really has. Now, he's made some dumb choices on staff. Who hasn't?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But the people that have stayed with him
yeah.
really are some godly men and women. Betsy DeVos, the Secretary yeah, of Education, yeah. she is a godly woman. And that says so much about him. It really does.
It does.
And I think, you know, I hate to bring it up again, but that was the downfall of George W. Bush. In yeah. his second term, he surrounded himself with some spiritual leaders who were very questionable and head over heels in the whole social justice thing. And I think they ruined him. I think they destroyed him. On the other hand, Trump has surrounded himself with some spiritual counselors like Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Yeah, solid.
And others that they're just absolutely solid. So anyway, good thoughts. I appreciate it, Beth.
Yes, sir. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you. I'm watching the Joe Biden speech. He is an angry old man. No, he is. If you noticed all of his speeches, he spends the entire speech angry and yelling. He has a scowl on his face. He never smiles. He is never pleasant. He doesn't say anything positive. He is an angry old man. And to think millions of people are going to vote for him. Just, all right. Now, I've got to get this in. The University of Wisconsin one of the most liberal left-leaning schools in all of America. Well, the student council, or the student government, I don't know whether they call it the student council or the student government, but they have been talking for quite some time about a very large statue on campus of Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, Abraham Lincoln, who risked his life, risked his presidency to free the slaves, to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, to lead the Civil War against the South. Well, the student government at the University of Wisconsin has voted unanimously in favor of a resolution that calls for the removal of the Abraham Lincoln statue on campus. Quote, "The students have declared that the president who signed the Emancipation Proclamation, advocated for the 13th Amendment, and led the war against the South in slavery was not pro-black, and he was a remnant of white supremacy." The liberal left is completely rewriting our history. I have said this repeatedly. Said it repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. You have to judge people in history according to the context of the times that they lived. There were few people that would wear the badge of white supremacist less than Abraham Lincoln. It is outrageous. It is foolish to say that Abraham Lincoln was a remnant of white supremacy when he went against so many. And they have declared that he was not pro-black. This is the liberal left. The administration has not yet responded, but the student government unanimously passed a resolution calling for the administration of the University of Wisconsin to remove the Abraham Lincoln statue on campus. That is the movement that supports Joe Biden. Just think about that. Think about what kind of America you want to live in as you look towards the election coming up on Tuesday. Many of you have already voted, I know that, but if you have not, please, please, please make sure you vote. Make sure you vote. Folks, have a great weekend. Somehow, someway, be involved in a good Bible-believing church this weekend, and remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.